ways that seem to be the predominant ways to live. One is to make the most of life humanly, to do your best, to seek out your profession, to seek out your marriage partner, to raise your family, to be a great success. And there's another way which usually is not considered by most of us because of the pressures of life and family and, of course, the nature of habit. But that way is to say to yourself, what is going to be my next experience after this lifespan? And that throws a different light on everything that you're going to do in this lifespan if you look at it that way. Where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? What faculties will I be using? Will they be these or new ones? And how can I integrate this lifespan into the next so that I am working on a continuity of purpose rather than return again and again and start a new lifespan with a new purpose, a new way of living, and perhaps, possibly, just be repeating what we did the time before. Now, if you work at it from this point of view, you begin to see that it makes good sense to prepare now for the next lifespan or for the next type of life that you will be living. And if you find that you have some information about your next way of life, then you can develop right here and now your present qualities which will be useful in that next way of life. And of course, if you do that, you'll be living here a different way than other people. Your focus will be different, your attitudes and your interests will be different. You'll be concentrating on a different dream than the human dream. Now, those who have caught this, that they can now intelligently prepare for the way of life they will be living after transition, are really responding to the inner master, because the thrust of life is to prod you so that you step up the ladder of awareness. Not that you become successful, not that you're happy, not that your family is secure. None of these things are the purpose of the spiritual life. They're simply the bonuses that go with it. But when your determination is that I wish to align my present way of life with the way of life I will be leading in such a way that I open the door for myself and develop now those required faculties, then you've got a completely different life than your fellow man. He's not thinking that way. And strangely, when you think that way, even though you don't concentrate on the material aspects of life, you discover that all of the material needs are met, and with less effort than most people put into it, and you still have much time to spare to put on the higher level of thought the higher level of activity, the spiritual side of life, which opens for you a level of progression that is constant, an upward climbing that seems to go with the grace of God behind you. And then you find there is all kinds of invisible help. Now, we are committed to this type of life, the type that says, what is the will of my Father? Not what is the will of my personal sense. What is the will of my Father? And it has been carefully expressed throughout the Bible. In fact, you have been provided with everything needed in order to fulfill that will. Nothing can be more complete than such a statement as, Son, all that I have is thine. Now that Son has all that the Father has in order for that Son to live the life of the Father. Not the life of the merchant, not the life of the scientist, not the life of a man or a woman, but the life of the Father. And that is the purpose of every expression that we make and send forth on this earth, to express the life of the Father as the Son. And those who do not are really in a conflict of wills with the Father, because his expressed will is that you be the Son, perfect as the Father, and devote your energies, your intelligence, your life to expressing those qualities of the Father that are part of your natural endowment as the Son. When you're expressing less than those qualities, or a fragment of those qualities, that conflict of will shows forth and is called the wrath of God. It merely means that when you are not living as the Son, you are not receiving the qualities of the Father. And so something shows up in your experience that is missing, and this is called the wrath of God expressed. You are the child of God, and you have to be aware at all times that the child of God is not this person that you think you are. The will of God is that you do not be a person, that you do not act as a person, that you do not live as a person, because a person is not the Son of God. And so when you punch the time clock in the morning and report for work, or when you go to the market, or whatever you do, if you're doing it as a person, why study spirit? If you study spirit, then take the message of spirit, which says God is not the creator of persons or the respecter of persons. And so it must always be emphasized, so that we do not fall back into the lull of the dream and become persons again. Because if we do, everything we do that day will be completely independent of God. Son, you must be infinite to be my Son. Son, you must be spirit to be my Son. Son, you must be perfect to be my Son. Son, all that I have. God has given you God. God has given you the fullness of what God is. And this brings us right back to the understanding that infinity is individualizing as you now. And if you don't live that life, you're living a life that is not your life. That is happening. Your infinite individuality is happening. And if you do not live it, you're living a second life. And it is not under the government of God. Your sense of human life is neither approved nor governed by the Father. And so if you haven't, up to this point, caught the fact that you cannot continue to live as a person and still be the child of God, it's time to face it. Now then, if we are not persons, but are spirit, and have all the qualities of God, what are these qualities? Why does God not give them to persons? Why does God only endow them to his Son? Because only his Son exists. There are no persons. There is only the infinite individualizing of God everywhere as the infinite Son. And therefore, if we wish to live in the kingdom of God here and now, as we have been directed to do by the Father who tells us to be perfect, and who has given us his total qualities, then we must now begin to face the fact that we cannot live a human life. There isn't any. It's an imitation. And time will run out. Now I expect that many of us are going to live in our bodies for maybe 10 more years or 20 or 30 or 40. But you cannot remain human forever, even if you want to. The handwriting is on the wall. We cannot remain human forever. To some of us, this is very important. To some of us who think, well, so what? That's fine too, but that is not the purpose of our study. Our purpose is to face the fact that because the human cannot live forever, let's find out who this human creature is. And when we find out that it isn't us at all, we realize that now is the time to start living the divine life. Every moment of it. And it doesn't matter if we have to punch a clock. We can still live a divine life. It doesn't matter if we're in the supermarket. We can still live the divine life. Living the divine life is a matter of consciousness. And only by living the divine life can you receive the qualities of the Father. God didn't say, mortals, all that I have is thine. God didn't say, persons, all that I have is thine. God said, Son, all that I have is thine. And so whoever is a person, whoever is a mortal, has nothing of God, has none of the divine qualities, and is separated from them. And this is the wrath of God again. We are now to receive those qualities only when we are acknowledging sonship. And sonship implies one infinite, two spirit, three perfect. And mark the word is, Son, all that I have is thine. Now you are infinite, now you are perfect, now you are spirit. And these are the three requirements to be the Son. And when you have accepted this, you must know that all the qualities of the Spirit are in you now. This is yourself, and this is living now, not just in this life span, but living in the life that is your eternal life. We must make this adjustment in consciousness many times, because even though we agree with it intellectually, we fall back into the dream the minute we start thinking of the next dinner menu or things of that character. And then before you know it, all you were doing was play acting for a little time. But we're not in that kind of thing at all. We're not play acting. This is for keeps. This is D-Day with us. And so we must remind ourselves now again that before we go any further up the ladder, we move only as the infinite, spiritual, perfect child of God, who in our very being contains every quality of the Father right now. This is an adjustment you make every time you become aware that you have fallen from reality into the dream. And sometimes the adjustment seems quite difficult because you may be in some state of stress, but you will find as you sit through the stress and make the adjustment, the Spirit actually does realign you, and the stress does diminish, and you find your oneness again. You might suddenly have a toothache. You might suddenly have a heartburn. You might suddenly have a cramp. Anything can happen. And you've got to sit through it and quickly realize it is not happening to you. No evil can ever befall you, and you've got to be able to know this. All evil is in the human sense of self, which you are not. And right at the moment of the evil, or the error, or the limitation, you've got to make the adjustment to know that it's not happening to the child of God, who is spirit, who is perfect, who is infinite now. It'll pull you out of the dream. Now, because our focus is the life we are living in spirit rather than the human sense of life, we are developing an awareness of a new body. The moment you can see that all forms of evil and error are not happening to you, you are accepting another body. And that's why it's necessary to withdraw from those appearances of evil in yourself. And as you do that and find your peace, you'll be accepting another body. You have another body. The Jesus who did not die on the cross had another body. Those who were healed in the Bible had another body. You must now be conscious of another body. The body that God gave you is not the body of a person. You know very well this body of a person cannot be of God, or should know. But Son, all that I have is thine. Find your spiritual body. really find it. One day you learn how to move in it, to live in it, to be in it, and not in this body. And you'll do that while on this earth, if you are determined to prepare for your next life experience. I'd like you now to try to find that other body. And the best way to find it is to start sliding behind your mind, like we talked about earlier. Slide behind your mind. Slide behind your thought. Behind your senses. Slide right out of this room. Can you do that? Get out into the night and behind the darkness of the night and feel your presence there, everywhere. Your body, my infinite body. All that I am, I have individualized as you. And as I am everywhere, behind all that the world sees, where all that the world sees is not, so are you. This infinite universe is your body. This infinite spiritual reality is your body, your real body. And it's the most unusual body you will ever know. It can do things you cannot dream about. Divine thought, instantly that body can move through itself and form itself into another body to do any act it wishes to, instantly. The thought and the act are instantaneous, and the formation of the body to do this is also instantaneous. This body moves. It moves in a different way than muscles. It moves in a different way than electronics. It moves by conscious thought. It is instantly where the thought is. The thought and the body are one instantly, and the action of the thought of the body are one at the same time. You'll discover you have been doing some of this without realizing it. Your human body is not exactly what you have thought. It's not a simple biological thing. You can vision it as a montage of many ideas, and you only use those ideas which are necessary at a certain time. This body is doing marvels right now, but your real body is flawless. It never needs repair. It is always performing the will of the Father. It is always wherever it has to be, because it is everywhere now. And you move through it with thought. divine thought. It forms substance of itself to fulfill its own needs. It is independent of the world. It is a now body. It is here. You can live in it. And the more you do live in it, the more you are preparing for your next experience. You live in it most of the time when you drop out of the sense of a human body. And there comes a time when, in this, you become more aware of it, and then more aware of its capabilities, and more talented in living in it, so that you are trusted with more flexibility and given more experiences in it, until you feel quite free to move in your true body. You will do this quite well before you make your transition. If you give it the practice that it deserves. Now stretch that awareness to your body at any point in the universe that you care to, and rest your consciousness there. Point, you are still infinite. You are infinite everywhere your consciousness is. Anywhere your consciousness moves, you are still infinite. That is the nature of your body. All that infinity has is thine now. We're just becoming acquainted with it. As you do this, you are erasing many levels of subconscious thought without even knowing it. You are not dwelling in an atomic universe when you rest in your true body. It is actually a temporary transition from this world. It is a forerunner. Now move inside a tree. Inside a tree. So that you are inside the tree as the heart of the tree. Feel the infinite invisible life flowing where the world only sees the tree. You are the life of that tree. Your body is the life of that tree. Your body is the life of every planet. The heavens are the outer appearance of your body. Feel it, it's true. Never try to pour that body into minutes and hours and days. It's too big. It won't fit. is the same body that man tried to crucify. Feel the infinitude of your body, for it is really yours. Believe the Father. And know that it can never be sick. It can never ail in any way. It can never be confined in any form, or in any shape, or in any room. And whenever something should happen to your human sense of body, bring to conscious awareness that your real body is this infinite body behind the stars, behind the suns, behind the planets, inside the tree. Everywhere, that's your body. And release the sense of a limited, finite, temporary, non-created body. When you do, you'll find it doesn't have the same kind of difficulties it used to have. Anything happens to it, step outside it again. Face the situation with the knowledge, this is not happening to my body. The Father has given me his eternal, infinite body. And rest in it and be still. Father loveth the Son and has given all things unto his hand. Remember, it doesn't say the Father loveth a person or a mortal or a human. The Father loveth the Son. And only by accepting the divine infinite body are you proving yourself to be the Son? All things have been given into the hand of the Son, the one who lives in his infinite body. Now think of all the things in the medical journals that can go wrong with that mechanism called the human body, and realize it is not your body. And think of those same things that can go wrong and try to find a place where they can go wrong in the infinite spiritual body. There's no such place. You won't find death in it. You won't find limitation or pain. It doesn't have to be insured. It doesn't need a house. It doesn't need a car. It needs none of the things that we need. It is already fully equipped. And you can daily live in that body for a time until you know You really own that body. It is your body. And every day as you do this exercise of living in your infinite spiritual body, you will lose concern about what had seemed to be your human sense of body. And you will be accepting the Father's word that his body is your body. You will even come to the place where you know you do not live by heartbeats or by breathing. This is all the human concept which has become a way of life in the mortal dream. But your body has no heartbeats, no muscles. It doesn't work that way. It is not a biological structure. It is completely sustained by divine thought. Divine consciousness is the law of your body. And that is perfect law, and it is eternal law. And no law can supersede it, because divine law has no human opposite. Your body is forever. That is your inheritance. Most people go through their entire lifespan completely unaware of their divine body or their divine life. That's why it's called the mortal dream or the big sleep. Or even the atomic myth. Because we never become aware of our divine selfhood, our divine qualities, our divine endowments. And yet, when we live in them for some time, trusting the word of the Father, we do become aware of them, because they demonstrate their presence in beautiful ways. The minute your consciousness is on the truth makes you free. The minute you accept the word of the Father, the word of the Father recognizes you. First you tune to infinity, and then infinity tunes to you. This exercise for 10 or 15 minutes a day is probably going to change many things in your life. You might find that if you had a breathing problem, that you're breathing a lot better, because you'll be in the right body. You might find some things that were fallible before begin to straighten themselves out. Years ago, I had a breathing problem, and I found this to be very effective. So much so that whenever it came upon me, all I would do would stand in what I just told you. And it was like day and night. It was the instant relief from a problem that was considered quite serious. And then it becomes a way of life, and you find the value of it. But there are many other values in living in your true body. It changes the whole picture of time and space. And things that had seemed very magnetic and pulling at you at all times suddenly lose their pull. They don't have the immediacy they had. They don't seem to demand of you. It's the beginning of finding a strange and beautiful peace. And it works only because it is your infinite body. It's not your imagination or a game. It's the truth, and it helps make you free. Now stay in that body a moment, and let it stretch back in your awareness thousands of years. Because it's not a this second body. It has always been your body. You simply haven't lived in it consciously. It has always existed. It's the body of Christ. It's the same body that Jesus discovered was his body. And go into the future and you'll see that's still your body. It's your eternal body. That's why we learn to live in it. That's why we've been pulled to a truth message, to learn about our eternal nature, not our temporary nature. And just think if you can have a slight awareness of it now, on such brief notice, how it can develop and deepen into more of an assurance. And finally, you can walk in your real body right on this earth. These are some of the things that we have to explore if we are to open new doorways.